Part two of Honest Last Summer, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. Sean, I wrote a newsletter yesterday, and one of the things that I said might be in Arne Slot's in today for the summer would be to make Liverpool more efficient, and that is particularly prevalent around attacking numbers. Just paraphrase some of the things that were in there. These are stats towards the end of the season. I think there was a couple of rounds of fixtures left when I put this together, but it said, according to StatsBomb, we ranked 90th percentile for all attacking metrics in 23-24, apart from XG per shot, which only equated to a rate of 0.10 goals per 90 minutes, and that was a 64th percentile. So the numbers are fairly good when we've looked at them throughout the season in terms of Liverpool's attacking. But to go a bit deeper, I had a look at Understat, and it showed Liverpool are at the least efficient in terms of shot conversion from inside the penalty box. They're underperforming that by about 12 goals. And when a game state is drawing, by almost 10 goals. Now, this might also formulate into part of what might make Liverpool more efficient in terms of not going behind in games, which I'm sure the new manager will be keen to rectify. But like I said, we've looked at the attacking numbers all season. They haven't been, in terms of the data, that much of a worry. But the odd thing is the eye test probably tells you there's loads of work to be done there for the new manager.
Yeah, when it focusing on the attacking side, you're dead right. All the eye test stuff is very positive about the attacking side, apart from the inner chimp and rightly the fan element of it that we all suffer in there, where it's highly frustrating when, you know, big chances at key times and key moments are being missed and you're not seeing them go in. It's a bit different if you're 3 or 4 nil up, of course, and that's happening. If there's a time to do it and make sure it happens, it'd be lovely if it just happened at those moments where it ultimately doesn't matter. But life isn't like that, as we know. When you're looking at it in that sense, you'd be saying, well, how do I keep all of those attacking metrics as high as they are? Because I think when a season finishes, everyone can be a bit guilty of going, oh, well, we'll just keep all that. It's a given that we keep all that. So we'll just focus on improving the other bits.